Okay, we are holding in Derech Hashem, Chelek Dalet, Perek Beis, and we are up to Ois Hey. What page would that be on? Oops, that's my. Where am I here? Kuf Pei is up to number Hey over there on Kuf Pei, which, okay, so we're talking about the power of Torah. The power of Torah, the Ramchal has told us that Torah has the Hashba of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem put a special power in there that when you learn the Torah, you are able to draw that Hashba, that effect, you draw it onto yourself. And that is the greatest of all the mitzvahs and the greatest Hashba that there is. And he said that the way a person does it is through one of two ways. Either by just saying the words of Torah, that in itself draws into him and he's affected and he's able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, and through the understanding of Torah. And he explained that every part of Torah has a certain hashba effect on the person. So even if you're going to just say the Torah, you can't just say the same pasuk over and over, because you're not going to get every effect. And the same thing with the understanding of Torah and the depth of understanding of Torah. But any which way, every person has the ability to connect to Hashem's Hashba through the Torah, either through just saying the words or through the understanding of the words. And he explained how a person then has to divide up his learning amongst all the different areas of Torah to be able to get the effect of all the different areas. And then he said it's not only on the person, it actually affects the entire creation. It's mashlim, it perfects and affects the entire creation. Every chelik of Torah has its effect on the creation, and therefore a person wants to serve Hashem properly and work on doing man's job in this world of perfecting the world, he has to be able to have a chelik in every chelik of Torah. Now, someone just pointed out afterwards, after the shir last time, we pointed out that this only applies to Torah Shebiksav, only to the written Torah. In other words, Torah Shebiksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, if you just read the words without any understanding, you're already getting some effect and you're getting the bracha of what Torah does. But Torah Shebaal Peh, Mefor Shechavetz Chaim, like this, there's certain chassidim who don't subscribe to this. They believe just read it off and they get to Hashba. Chavetz Chaim writes Beferish, not like that. And that Torah Shebaal Peh is different. Torah Shebaal Peh, you have to understand. To get the effect of a Torah Shebaal Peh, you can't just read the words off without knowing what you're talking about. But the Ramchal says that Torah Shebiksav has that power.
What's Targum Onkelos considered?
What do you mean?
Because we once discussed that Targum Onkelos, you're really supposed to know what you're saying.
Right, that's not Torah Shebiksav. It's a translation of Adarav. Targum Onkelos is the translation of Torah. Happens to be, we don't speak Aramaic, so it's, you know, I mean, we do, sort of, but we don't speak it fluently, so it sounds foreign to us. But the whole idea of Targum Onkelos is that you should know the understanding of what Torah, what the Torah is saying. Okay, so now, in what? The Targum Onkelos? That even you don't understand? Oh, yeah? Okay, I didn't know that. Maybe it's totally Zabazabas. So, yeah, that you don't have to know what you're talking about, Bechlal? Okay, could be. Yecholiot. Okay. Okay, so up to Hey. Achatznoi matzrichim lislavis l'talmud hineheim. But he says, in order for this to happen, there are certain conditions that have to accompany your learning. Number one, and again, learning means here either the saying of the words, the uttering of the words, or the understanding. Number one, hayira b'talmud atzmai. There is the fear in the learning itself, the fear of Hashem that accompanies the Torah itself, v'tikun hamaisa b'chaleis. And there is also the constant, a person constantly fixing up whatever they're doing, all their deeds, all their actions, are tikun, they're on the proper madrega. And he explains and he says as follows, v'zeh, he says unbelievable things here, the Ramchal. Kine kol koicha shel atayra eina ela b'mashe kosher v'tola yisbarach es hashbasei ayakaraba. As we explained, the entire power of the Torah comes as a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being kosher, binding, and associating his hashbah with it. So he says, if Hashem would not have imbued in the Torah this power, connected himself to the Torah with this power, the Torah itself, the speaking of Torah, the words of Torah would just be like talking about something else, some other occupation, some other knowledge, some other type of knowledge of wisdom and understanding. There's a lot of brilliant books out there. There's medical books, philosophy books, a lot of Sifrei Chachma out there. A lot of Sifrei Chachma. There's nothing special about the words of those svarim. There's nothing connect. You learn them, you get some knowledge, but you don't get any improvement. There's no hashbah it has on you. Shein bam el yadia sein yenahu. All you get out of it is the knowledge that you learn. The ein magia mimenu is amtsus yikor umayla klal benefesh hakayri. You don't get any special. His lashon over here is internalization of the ruchnius. The yokar or mila, we talked about the yokar and the mila, the nobility and the stature of the Torah. In a person's neshama, he doesn't get it through other chachmas. Hamidaber v'amaskel, whether you read off the medical book, if you understand the medical book, the words don't improve you. You don't get any improvement in your neshama, in who you are. V'loy tikkun l'chlal habriyah. And the creation also gets no tikkun from it. Nothing happens except you learn chachma. You're now smarter. You've learned things. Vamnam hashba hazoi sine inyana liki kemoisha zacharnu. Number one, this hashba that we're talking about now is a hashba of Hashem, of godliness. V'loy oid elishu yoiser elyoin v'niskov shebinyanem hanim shachim umagia mimenu yisbarach alabruim. Torah is the hashbah that you get is higher than anything else. In other words, as we explained in the first year, every mitzvah really has a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if every mitzvah you're connecting and it has an effect on the person and it improves the person, whatever part of the person's neshama and guf it improves. Torah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Torah is above everything. This hashbah is hashbah that is yoiser el yoin miniskav. It's much higher, it's much loftier than anything else. So therefore what? So it comes out that the words of the Torah on their own would be really just like any other wisdom, any other book. Just that Hashem invested and imbued it with his eliki, his godliness, his hashbah. So that's what makes it that when you learn it, it has an effect on you. And you become a different person. You become a better person. The cave and chicane, so now that you know that piece of information, so if you're approaching such a thing, if you're approaching such a thing like Torah, a person should be in awe. And he should tremble when he's coming to involve himself in the learning of the Torah that has this connection, the strongest connection in the world to Hashem. Shenimsahu nigosh lifnei aleikav, he is approaching his God. Umisasek b'amshachas ha'or hagadol mimenu elav, and he's being involved in drawing this hashbah. This Ar Gadol, this great spiritual light that is Hashem, that comes from Hashem, he's drawing it towards himself. V'hine tzarech sheyevosh mishiflosei hanoishi v'yirash meramimusei yisbarach. So a person in such a situation, number one, when he contemplates what he's doing here, he's being involved in this Ar HaGadol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should be embarrassed, number one, how low down he is as a human being compared to Hashem, and he should also tremble from how great and lofty HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Because you're coming to involve yourself in that itself. A person connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on one hand, he should be full of joy that he merits to be able to do such a thing. But at the same time, you have to be trembling as well. There's gilu birada, it says in Tehillim. A person, when he learns, has to be gilu birada. You have to be happy, but at the same time, you have to be trembling as well. The mashal, l'madavar doima, is you have a father who is dancing with his child, with his son, on his shoulders. He's in a chasana, he's full of simcha, so he's dancing with his child on his shoulders. The more the father jumps up and down and swings around and twirls around, the more joy there is that the father and the son have. But at the same time, the more joy there is, the more ava, the more love there is, at the same time, the father gets more and more afraid not to drop his son. So the greater the simcha and the greater the ahava that he has, the more the fear that he shouldn't drop his son. And the same thing is when it comes to the Torah. On one hand, there's the concept a person has to be yogel. Now just to pause for a second, the Gaon and Iyov writes, the difference between the terminology, there's no such thing as synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. No words mean exactly the same thing. So even though they look the same, but there has to be a nuance that's different. So what's the difference? We have different Lashonis for joy. One of them is yogel gila, and we have simcha and sasan and all different things. So the Gaon and Iyov says, what's the difference between gila and simcha? So he says, simcha is when you finish something. Simcha is when you finish something. Gila is something, a joy that's continuous. Simcha comes, it's a one-time thing. Gila is continuous. So yogel, you have to be gilu. Gilu has to be a continuous joy. A person has to have a continuous joy that he is zaycha to be able to be a part of this hashba connecting through the Torah. However, the more you connect with it, the more you have to fear that you shouldn't lose it. The more you have to fear that you have something so precious in your hands. So yogel, there's gilu, but berada, there has to be this fear. Just like the father, the more he's besimcha, loves his child, he's afraid he's going to drop him, he gets more scared. That's the same idea. And that's how it is with Torah. Torah, there's this concept of, as he said, veliroid. A person has to approach it with fear. Reb Chaim Freelander points out, the Chazal tell us, the Torah was given be'ema, be'reses, uve'zeah. Chazal tells, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, there was fear, there was shaking, there was sweating. And the Gemara tells us that, v'haydatam levanecha v'livnei vanecha yeyma shermata livnei Hashem alikecha b'chayrev, that just like at Har Sinai, Torah was given be'ema of a year of Ereses uve'zeah, so too, Torah is always given be'ema of a year of Ereses uve'zeah. And he says that a person has to realize that when we learn Torah, we're actually drawing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa of Torah, just like as it was by Har Sinai. Hashem is giving us the Torah. He's a nice saying, HaTorah. When we learn Torah, it's B'loshon Haiveh. It's constant. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us the Torah. So if he's giving us the Torah, person has to be, just like at Har Sinai, there has to be that fear, there has to be that trembling, there has to be that Yira, that Gilu Berada, at the same time you have the joy and you have the trembling. V'nichlal b'zeh, so what does that mean, says the Ramchal? Number one, shelo yeshiv b'kalus reish. You can't sit down to learn Torah when a person is in a state of joking and frivolity and things like that. A person has to sit down and he knows what he's doing. V'lo yinag shum minag b'zayin. Lo yinag shum minag b'zayin. So it's interesting, Chaim Freelander points out over here, it doesn't say you shouldn't learn Bekalus Reish. Shelo Yeshev, even when you get ready to learn, and you're ready to sit down, you're approaching Liman HaTorah. Liman HaTorah, you have to approach it properly. So even before you start learning, you have to be in the proper frame of mind. Velo yinag shum minag bizayin. You have to make sure not to act in any disgraceful way. Loi bidvareh, not in the words of Torah. Veloi bisfareh. Also a very interesting thing. The kalim that you use, those vehicles for Torah, the utensils, the kalim used for Torah, which are the svarim, you also have to treat with the proper chashivas. V'yeda, and you have to know, lifnei mi oimed, in front of whom are you standing? U'misasek, and being involved in limud haTorah, lasek b'divrei Torah. V'yum oisek kein, so if you come to Torah with the proper perspective, oz yeh talmudai masharoi lo elias bemes, then your learning will be the proper way. V'timashek al yodei hashbosh ha'zacharnu, and then you'll be able to get that hashpa of Torah. V'yis'atzim boi hayokar eliki, and become a part of you, that special aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yimashek tikun v'ar l'chol ha'briya, like we said, when you learn Torah, you perfect yourself, you perfect the Bria, that's all, if you come with the proper perspective. Avalim t'naize yechser mimenu. But on the flip side, if you don't come to Torah with the proper frame of mind, with the proper understanding and awe and fear and joy of what you're ready to do, lo timashech ar al yaday. It's not going to work. V'lo yedvarav al kishor kal adiburim hanushim. In other words, you're going to take the power out of Torah. Torah has the power to change the world and change the person, like we said, because Hashem infused it with His godliness, so that's why it's not like a science book. But if you don't approach Torah properly, the words are regular words. Kol ha'diburim anushim, regular human words. Hegyoinoi kikari egeres. Your reading of it is going to be like reading a letter. Machshavaisav, and your thoughts kichayshav v'divra ilam. Regular thoughts of the world. But not only are you going to lose out on the opportunity, it's going to be an aveira for you. You approach HaKadosh Baruch, you approach the Kodesh without fear, and you're acting in a frivolous way in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're stam schmoozing around there, and you're busy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha. That's the Pshat Chazal tell us about Torah. Zocha nasa leisam chayim, the Gemara says in Yuma. If you're zoicha, the Torah is a elixir of life. The Torah is going to give you life. Loi zocha nasa leisam amisa. If you're not zoicha, it becomes a samamisa because look what you did to the Torah. You pulled the power out of it, and that itself is a great avera. Oh, we're going to get, he's going to talk about it. He's going to talk about it. Hopefully we'll still get to it tonight. So he says like this, so he says, but this is always levels in madregas, according to the level of your fear, according to the amount of honor that you're careful and give it. Like he said till now, it's not all or nothing when it comes to Torah. There's madregas, there's levels and levels and levels and levels. And in this as well. According to the madrega of the fear that a person has and the awe that a person has, it's not extremes here. You get it's all or nothing. There's levels to it. And a person has to constantly work on himself to approach Torah properly. But it's never that even if I did a little bit, I get nothing. Every little bit has a madrega you get. So that's the first condition to be able to tap into this, is the approach to Torah properly. He said the second condition was a person fixing up his actions, fixing up his act. Now that's not while you're learning, that's general. If you want to get this godliness onto you, you have to be someone who is able to actually ready and able to draw towards you. If a person sullies himself, he makes himself tamei through different averas. And what is an avera besides tuma? It distances himself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you turn away from him. Those are what averas are. Averas are tuma and ra. So now you're turning away, you're pulling away from Hashem. Vade sheyomer boy. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to say about such a person? Hashem turns to the Rosh and says, why are you saying over my Torah? I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in happening. Kilu zirik evin lemarkulis. If a person teaches a Talmud that is not proper, and not a person who's going to not use the Torah properly, so it's like throwing a stone at this idol called Marculus. What's the mashal? The mashal is as follows. People throw stones at this idol thinking that they're disgracing the idol. Why else do you throw a stone? But little do they know that that is actually the way you serve it. It's an honor to it. So he thought he is being mevazet, and it ends up that he ends up being mechabedet. So too, a person who teaches Torah to a Talmud Sheino Hagen, he thinks he's doing something good. He thinks he's doing something good. He's going to teach him some Torah. And even though he's Eino Hagen, but oh, who knows what will be with it. But Chazal tell us, actually what ends up happening is, he's not being mechabed the Torah by teaching it to him, he's being mevazes the Torah. Because this Talmud is going to use this Torah to go against it, to become a bigger Rasha. So therefore, he thinks he's doing something good, but he's not. The bottom line is, that if a person is an emissar Rasha, and he is doing all these aveiros and things like that, so he's not supposed to be learning, the Torah is not going, the Chazal are telling us, don't learn Torah, you shouldn't learn Torah. That person is not going to be able to draw anything. Because you're not interested. You're busy running after tumas and away from Hashem. So you're now going to go learn Torah and expect what? You're not going to get that hashba. You're not going to be able to tap into it. You're the wrong person. You're not the keli for it. Vafal Pikein, and this is what you were saying. Roz gadol gila lanu chachameinu zechreinu levracha. But Chazal revealed to us an unbelievable secret. She'ilu loy haya Rishayim oizvin es Talmud ha-Taira. That even if the Rishayim would not leave learning Taira, soif shayuchayizvin lamutav. At the end, they would actually end up doing tshuva. Why? See, he says a very interesting thing. Ki afal pi she'ein b'koicham la'hamshich shum hemshich mefanav yisbarach ha-maisha zacharnu. It's true. You cannot draw any Hamshacha and Ashba from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Kvar Divrei HaTaira Ba'atzmam Mekudoshim Vo'imdim Mitzad Atzman. Now this is interesting thing over here. He's saying the Torah itself has a Kedusha on its own. Now even though we said before that if you learn Torah without the proper aspect of respect for it, so then it's as if you're reading a science book. But he's saying the words do have something to it. There's a little bit of a illumination in it, he's going to say. A ha'ara. In other words, the fact that Torah has Hashem's hashba in it. Even though at this moment, you're not getting that hashba. And when you're reading it, it's as if you're reading a science book. But the fact of the matter is, there's an epis that was still there that's left because of the hashpa of the Torah that was on it. And if a person could constantly keep on learning and learning and learning, he will get some hisairus, uchmaidemus ha'ara, a little light. It's not the R from Hashem. It's not that R. He says you don't get the R. But it's like the leftover, the residue of the R is still there, even though the R itself is not there. And he points out over here, Chaim Friedlander, he says, even though before, what did the Reb Chal say? That when you're going to learn Torah this way, it's going to be an avera for the person learning it without the proper respect. It's going to be like Kiri Geris, he said. However, that's true. On one side, he's not doing an Aveira. Shem's going to be upset with him. You're taking Torah and you're denigrating it. You're not treating it properly. You're being mechalal it by letting it give its Kedusha. But on the other side, there's this concept. If you continue doing it, eventually that Ha'ara will have an effect on the person. That's not the Or HaGadol. That's not the Or HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the little residue that's left over because there was once an Or here. V'amnam pashadhu, that even that person who learns it, even the Rasha who learns it, it's not a person who's coming here to joke around and make light of it, or to learn the wrong halachas. This Rasha that we're talking about, that we say halavai, is he should learn Torah like he learned science or philosophy or history. If he learns it that way, on one hand, la'ashma techashiv. On one hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ma'alachol l'saper chukai. You're being mechal of the Torah. But on the other hand, it has an aspect that it could bring him back.
Is it shaykh to say that the chiluk that Ramchal is saying is a chiluk between a rush of the te'eva and the lahakas? Then the te'eva and the Torah house, the lahakas, the rush on the kiyam,
I don't know.
Because the Ramchal goes to Eva's bar is pasha, not the galapam, shalek halakha, but the other end, before he said it's an ashma. Chir, it's an ashma if you're a rush of the lahakas.
Well, yeah, maybe. I don't know. Could be. Because, I mean, he said before, the pshat is, if you approach it with not the proper respect you're already having, you're not going in the world of Rosh HaLateyav. He just, guy's not properly coming, he sits down, he jokes around a little bit, so Kalus Reich, entire Mevaz Svarim, he already says that already is Mechal the Torah. So it's fair to say, we're not even the world of Rishayim yet, right? So it's hard to say that. Let's just finish off the last paragraph here. Vula misha mitar mekadesh atzmei b'maisav, like we said, someone who is mitahir himself and sanctifies himself in his actions, who yamshich b'talmudoi hashpa kishir akana sheichinis atzmei. He'll be able to draw to himself that hashpa, again, like we said, according to the way you prepare. Uchashir sheyarbe b'achana, the more you prepare for your Torah and you make yourself a keli for Torah, ken yirbe yikara talmud v'koichai. That's how the power of Torah will affect you. It says in the early by Chazal, their Torah gave them like a crown. Gave them a lot of chashivos. That you don't find in later generations. Why? It's the same Torah. But who were they? The Yira that they had, the Pacha that they had, the Tikkun HaMaisa that they had, it made them a different person, so the Torah affected them in an entirely different way. Any bird that flew over him was burnt. Through the learning, there was Hashra'as Hashchina. But the Ramchal is saying, what's the chilik between Doris Rishayim and Doris Achrayim? The Torah is the same. It was about their preparation, the Yira, the respect they had, the Tikkun HaMaisim, how big they were, how big tzaddikim they were. It was the keli, the receptacle that they prepared themselves to be, so that when they finally learned the same Torah we learn, it had a wholly, totally different effect on them. The difference between Hashra'as Hashchina, burning birds, and people who weren't able to do that, was totally in the hachana that they had. And we will continue Bez Hashem next week.